This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown. Let's head down the 401 and over the bridge into Montreal, Quebec, to catch up with our community reporter, Shiny Saravanamuthu, who joins us from Montreal, Quebec. Hey, good morning, Shiny. How are you?
How are you?
I'm well. Nice to chat with you once again. So, Shiny, we've been talking to you over the last couple reports about your eye surgery that you had 5 months ago was your second surgery. How was your recent follow-up and how are you feeling?
So I just had my post 5 month surgery follow-up. It went well. Everything is stabilized. The membrane is still sitting in the eye and the hole is still filled. So we have no risk of my retina detaching or anything. So we're just still waiting to see, since it was still a new treatment, they're still trying to see if like how much vision can be actually recovered using the membrane. So I'm still waiting to see on that. But funny enough, when I went in that day, he actually had to do a really quick procedure on the spot. And he went in by laser. And since I also had my cataract surgery in October, and since I'm young, the cells in my eyes are still active. So there's parts of the cells that were growing up against the artificial lens that was put in. So I would have like a blurred vision. It would, you know, when like your glasses or anything gets smudged. So that I was experiencing because that was happening. So he went in by laser and literally was probably like a 10 minute procedure. And he just went in and did it by laser. Every time he would turn on the laser, I guess I would kind of feel it on my forehead. But it wasn't like painful. It was just like a weird discomfort. And then I was done. And by like the next day in like 24 hours, like the drops had worn off and I was like back to normal. And I thought, science is crazy. And I walked out of there, like, holy crap. He just used the laser and in the back of my eye in like 5-10 minutes.
Now that's a message that we can get down with here on Now with Dave Brown. Yeah. Science is crazy. Yeah, that's a quote. That's a quote that we can put up there for sure. And Shiny, how are you feeling?
Good. Good. Aside like the COVID quarantine and curfew, I'm good. I can't complain, to be honest.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, to keep us busy with things like quarantine, stay-at-home orders, and curfews, how about some yoga? Because the CNIB is going to be taking a look at offering some virtual yoga classes for folks. So, Shiny, tell us a bit about the program.
It's so important, especially with all of us working from home, and some of us feel like we're working more, so we're not being as active. We're not like commuting to work, so like the active perspective of our life is kind of missing. And especially when it's cold or rainy, you don't want to leave your house, and especially with all this curfew and quarantine, we can't. So CNIB is actually offering virtual classes online, and it's great because it's on Mondays and Fridays, so you can start your week and end your week with some yoga. And it's in the evenings, and it's from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., and you can register online on their website, and it's absolutely free. And it's just a great way to, like, you know, stretch, de-stress. And I know a lot of us are stressed not seeing family and with everything that's going on, so I think it's a great service and, like, event that they have, and it's all from the comfort of your own home. And if you don't want people to see you, just don't turn on your camera. So it's great.
Have you had a chance to give it a try?
I did. So it was actually, I did one, and just my schedule's been a little crazy with work, so I haven't been able to do as much as I would like to, but it's definitely something that I want to put in my calendar. Just like, I feel like when you register online, you kind of have to commit. So it's kind of like you have no choice but to do it. And I think as I do it more and more, I think it'll become a routine. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that I've been thinking about too over the course of the pandemic, not going to the gym, really not feeling comfortable running outside, spending a lot more time working out at home, and it gets a little bit boring. So sometimes it's nice to have somebody give you a little bit of a guided class along the way. So Shiny, I'm just going to remind folks that, as you said, it's every Monday and Friday from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. The next class is tomorrow, April the 16th. And again, folks can head over to the CNIB website to learn more. So CNIB.ca, and then there's a bunch of slashes and dashes. But if you want to learn more, you can always visit our blog as well, AMI.ca/nowblog, where we'll have the phone numbers of where folks can learn more and where they can register as well with the website. Hey, Shiny, while we're talking about the CNIB, they've got an event coming up called Fashion Forward, and it's a special opportunity for fashion lovers. So Shiny, tell us a bit more about Fashion Forward.
So I think this is amazing, especially because like the spring and summer is like when you get to like be creative and show off your outfits because you're not hiding under a jacket, you know? And I think that's just like more fun time to get creative. And I think like from myself, like being someone who is a part of the vision loss community, we tend to get intimidated or society thinks that we can't look a certain way or that we don't know how to put ourselves together. And like, sometimes it can be intimidating, right? So I think these events are amazing because you have people who are giving tips, like how to put on makeup, how to like dress yourself, what are tips to like help us find our clothes or organize our clothes so we know what we're taking out, what we're looking at. So I think it's a great way to be aware, and it's a great way to meet other people who have the same interest as you. And I just think it's a great way. And like, I'm someone who's really into makeup, and like, I advocate for that community, showing that people who have vision loss can still apply makeup, still do creative looks, but like, we just have to find our own way. And I think it's a great way for us, our community, not to be intimidated and just kind of learn and have like trial and error and figure out what works for them when they want to represent themselves in clothing, makeup, hair. So I think it's a great event.
Yeah, absolutely. So where can folks go to register or learn more about this one?
So all this one also, you can go on the CNIB website under their events. So it does happen every third Friday of the month. So the next one is actually tomorrow, and it's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And once again, this is also virtual. I just think it's probably going to be like a great, I'm looking forward to like meeting. This is actually going to be the first time I try this out. I haven't tried it out. To meet other people who are also into fashion and into makeup and who are also going through vision loss. So I think it's going to be a great space to have so much common ground and just kind of share our experiences.
As you mentioned, cnib.ca on the events tab. And again, there's a big long email with a website with dashes and slashes and a long email address too, as well as phone numbers, all of that available after the show, ami.ca/nowblog. Shiny, one last thing before we let you go. Last month, you mentioned the upcoming Fighting Blindness Canada Young Leader Summit, and you wanted to give us a reminder on how we can register for that one.
Yeah, so once again, the summit will be taking place from April 30th to May 2nd. It's not the entire day. There are a few sessions towards the evening portion of Friday and like the afternoon portion of Saturday and Sunday. And I just want to remind you guys can go on the Fighting Blindness website under events, under Young Leaders, and be able to register if you haven't so. And it's just going to be a great way for people to meet other young adults who are going through the same thing, once again, to learn about resources, tips, and just kind of, honestly, for me, I love these summits because you meet people who have become your friends for a very, very long time. It's just great people in your corner.
And I want to remind folks of the dates on this one, starting on Friday, April the 30th, and running until Sunday, May the 2nd. And again, all that information is going to be up at fightingblindness.ca, as well as our blog, ami.ca/nowblog. Hey, Shiny, really great to catch up with you. Glad to hear you're feeling well. The surgeries have gone well. The procedure wasn't too tough. And glad to hear you're thinking about one of these fashion-forward meetings tomorrow, because I think you are a very fashionable person, but the more advice you can give to the rest of us, the better.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Have a great day and weekend.
That's Shiny Saravanamuthu, our community reporter in Montreal, Quebec. And I'll give you that blog address one more time where you can learn more about the stories we cover. Again, so many email addresses and websites and phone numbers. Can't have you running around and scrabbling to your phone and scrambling to rewind and take it down and try to remember and memorize. No. Just head over to our website, our blog, ami.ca/nowblog for more, ami.ca/nowblog.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.